But head coach Brendan Sonny joins us here right now on of the concourse. Good effort. It just didn't quite happen. If you'd gotten, Adam, I'm probably taking away his question. If you get the second goal and make it 2-0, it's probably a different hockey game.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole of pick your next, you know, remember those novels?
Yes, yes.
I loved our performance. Mm-hmm. I thought we played extremely hard. I thought we spent a ton of time in the offensive zone, more so than any recent game. We worked across. We generated a lot of chances and shots. I would take that performance every game because I think you win that hockey game 8 or 9 times out of 10.
Except that you have to be able to beat the goaltender more often than you did, and he was actually pretty darn good for them, probably the reason why they won the game to a large degree.
Yeah, he makes some really high-quality saves. I mean, he's a good goalie. What is he in the league?
He's right behind Austin coming into tonight in a lot of categories.
Right, so he's a really good goalie, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
The goals against in the second period, how much of that was just bad luck? It hits a shin pad, bounces right to their guy, hits another one, bounces right to their guy. That's two of them right there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's, like I said, I would take that performance because usually the bounces go the other way when you perform like that. When you play that hard, usually it goes the other way.
And a lot of the times when we're watching you guys offensively, the defense activation, the guys kind of weaving around and setting the inverted picks, just how key was that tonight in your performance?
It was one of our main focus points. We had 5 before the game, structurally. Number one was in the offensive zone, what you're describing right now. Line rushes against, tightening that up and not giving up 10 odd mans. Forecheck, our F3, working across so we don't give up those odd mans. Playing fast and puck management as well. So I thought they did a really good job.
When you made the goaltender change, and it was something that I haven't seen all year, it's the first time in 40 games you've made an in-game change in goal. Was it disappointment with Austin, or were you trying to tell the guys, hey, let's wake up again a little bit here and let's get going, or what was it?
It was more so the momentum. More so the momentum. I mean, those chances that he faced are really high quality, so it just kind of went bang, bang, bang. Mm-hmm. And so when that happens, when you're playing so well, you're out-shooting them by so much and out-chancing them, you're kind of like, okay, you want an extra second to say, guys, we got to just stick to the plan. We stick to this the way we're playing, and things will turn. And, you know, we worked to get the point and worked to come back. We were down 2 goals against a really good team. But, unfortunately, we didn't get the 2 points. But, again, our performance was fantastic.
Yeah. For the first 32 games, I knew who was going to play in goal. Now I couldn't even begin to get inside your guys' heads, which is probably a good thing that I can't figure you guys out as to who's going to be playing from now on in goal. I know you told me it's going to be based on performance and how guys have played, but right now I don't know. I couldn't tell you. If somebody asked me who's going to play Friday against Prince Albert, I don't know.
So?
I'm just saying. What's going to go into the decision for you?
There's a lot of things that go into it. It's a discussion between our staff. It's a discussion on fatigue, performance. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that goes into it, and we make those decisions just like we do lineup decisions. Can you tell me what the lineup is going to be next game?
No, I have no idea.
So same thing.
There you go. Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you so much. 5-4 overtime loss to Moose Jaw tonight. Look forward to Friday here against Prince Albert.
Thanks, guys.
Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us.